Hey, I'm Tess Bogart, but you can call me Tess, and I'm going to be continuing my podcast episodes here. And a little bit about me, since not many of you here maybe know me very well, but I am in college, and I right now, and I got an internship at CCTV, Cambridge Community Television, and I started these podcast episodes that I was just referring to in my introduction, and on those, in that podcast, it's called Awareness of the Disability World. And on those episodes, I was talking about people with disabilities, how to raise awareness, and being able to have a voice and have that voice being heard, and how even though you're different, it doesn't mean that we don't deserve to be treated the same way as everybody else does. And so, yeah. So, that's a little bit about how I started these episodes of the podcast. And I'm now doing my episodes here and continuing them because I feel like I started out great with the episodes that I made at CCTV, but now I really want to continue it, and I really want to continue to bring awareness to the disability world. And not just that, but I really want to talk, and I really want to expand on not just disabilities, but on other people. For example, the LGBTQ plus community, I feel like I should talk about them, and as well as Black people, women, because women don't always feel safe in this world. And there's like a lot of communities that I feel like people are different, or that's Black, disabilities, LGBTQ plus, women. Mental health, and it's so much more. I feel like plus women, mental health, and it's so much more. I feel like invisible disabilities, those aren't talked about enough. There are so many communities that I feel like are not talked about enough as it is, and I'm here to do that. I'm here to bring awareness. Like, my podcast is called Awareness of the Disability World. So that's a little bit about how, so that's a little bit about like the introduction and where I started from in terms of my podcast episodes and now where I am with my episodes and what I really want to see happen in these next episodes and what I want to be talking about in these next episodes that I'll be making here. And yeah, and I'm sorry if I spoke too fast in the beginning part of it, but yeah, I really hope that you're liking this episode so far. So, for today and for today's episode, I'm going to be reading a poem that I wrote, and it's called Be Aware, and Be Aware, Pay Attention. And let's do this. Let's get right into it, and I'll read you the poem, and then we can talk about it afterwards, and I can expand on any topics that you want me to expand on. I can break something down for you if you need me to, but let's get right into it, and let's have some fun. Be aware, pay attention. There is a lot going on in this world. People in power, politics. They tell us what to say, what to think, and what to believe. Ableism, discrimination, lack of information, lack of representation, not enough accessibility, not enough equal rights, they warp our beliefs. Into thinking that we support them when we don't and are against it. They warp the way we think to trick us, to make us scared. And uncertain of what this world will become. Our rights not being taken seriously. Our voices being talked over and not heard. As if we were never here. Or existed. Two sides to everything, yet completely looked over. Black or white, but never in the middle. Why is it that the president doesn't pay attention, let alone even care? How the world is falling apart right in front of him. People against each other. Fights breaking out. Forest fires. Being against people with autism. Women not feeling safe. Black people being judged. LGBTQ plus people. Not feeling safe in their own bodies or forced to come out. People with disabilities not being heard. Countries being divided. Abuse. Domestic violence. With everything going on, how could he not notice? The mess that he made. The world he made us live in. Instead of us working together, he destroyed us. The minute he stepped into power, there was no us anymore. protests started. Amendments were made. Laws were put into place. Accommodations are being made. But the president was always one step ahead. No matter what we did or we tried, when you work so hard to achieve something, it not only disappoints you, but can crush you if you let it. Why is it that rights are being taken away from us? From the LGBTQ+ community? As if we are not people with ideas or opinions. So what if Alec goes romantically? So what if Alec boys romantically? We may be different, but we are still people. Does it really matter what the haters say? When love is love, not being outed when we don't want to be. It's our choice to come out, but not forced. Respect it. But instead, you don't. We are human, so treat us that way. You may think it's a phase, but it's not. It's about being true to ourselves. The rights for Black people. Being ignored. And then years later, a movement started. For Black Lives Matter. But the rights for them still stand to this day. The rights for people with disabilities. Not taken into consideration. Denied access. Lack of information. Not being given to us. When we need it. Needing support, but still capable of going after our dreams. The barriers we face in this world. Whether it's inaccessibility, discrimination, or ableism, or communication, or transportation. It doesn't really end, but it should. We also break them down and see the surprise. On people's faces when we do something that they said you couldn't do. Knowing you are doing it just by existing sometimes. It's not easy. Feeling as if you never measure up. Having people and friends looking up to you. Feeling as if they don't know about the challenges and struggles we have faced. Feeling proud and happy. Liking it. But feeling tired at the same time. Our community surrounds us. Has our backs. And backs each other up. When we need it the most. Our encouragement. there was a World Disability Day. On each of these days, we celebrate us and our differences. And how we are all unique. And how much we have all gone through. And fought back and stayed true to ourselves. And our achievements, and never given up. We need to speak up and be heard. Even when we live in the world, he's actively destroying. But this is when it matters most. We need to use our voice and vote. For who will hold our beliefs? For who will bring us together instead of dividing us? To be heard. And the need to be involved. How our voices matter. And each voice is important. Let's reclaim who we are. Reclaim your disability. Reclaim our differences. Because each of us has something else to bring to this world. We are unique, and that's what matters, and nothing else. The white for invisible disabilities. You may not see it, but it's still there. It's just as important to know about, if not more sometimes. To be aware, to pay attention to others. to know that I'm not the only one. That I'm not alone. That I'm not the only one who feels or thinks this way. To recognize that we all have our challenges. Even if they are different than someone else's challenges. That yes, we are different, but that we are the same in other ways. Or aspects. That we are all people. Learning and growing. Except at our own paces. That our ideas are thought about and taken into consideration. It might seem like they need help. So ask. Instead of just assuming. Instead of leaping to conclusions. Don't be afraid. But if you truly can't, educate yourself. The rights for mental health. You may not see it, but it happens to everyone. At some point, at different times of the day or night. Never expecting when it will happen. Never knowing when it will hit you hard. It will come. It comes in many forms. Depression, anxiety, thoughts come and go out of your head. Whether in a group of people or alone. Feeling as if you are on the edge. But not quite sure if you go over it. always stop before getting to that point. Dark thoughts. Creeping in without permission. Your voice, disguised as someone else's voice, tricking you to believe it. And to go through with the action. Trying to pull back. Constantly, but not knowing how to. Or be strong enough to not let the voice trick you. If it pushes you away from the people who love you, the voices can be loud. But it's how you push through. Be aware when it occurs. Help someone, but know the signs. Because it can save someone's life. Without you even knowing it. So pay attention and don't ignore the signs. There are people out there that have it worse than you. So take a minute and be aware of everyone. The rights for women. Not feeling safe out in this world. Not taken seriously. Not being asked twice if they are okay. Only asked once at the most. As if we are different. As if we were asked for it to happen to us, to be approached, by a man. To have a million questions. And thoughts racing through our heads. In a matter of seconds, to feel the need to get away. But yet, having second thoughts. To feel the need to say, get away from me. But not wanting to make a scene out of it. To not want to be seen as being too sensitive. Or to be asked, why are you making a big deal out of it? Knowing full well that this same thing has happened to every woman. The questions that everyone asks you, feels irrelevant to you. Because all you felt was doubt. After you walked away, after it happened to you. No one truly knows how you felt. How that man looks at you. The feeling of being creeped out. The feeling of not being able to get this man's face out of your head. How he looked or acted towards you. How he sounded. Oh, his tone of voice. The feeling of not being able. The feeling of thinking that it's your fault. Even though you know it wasn't. The need to follow the safety protocols. To not walk alone. Without a group of people. To not go out late at night. Without having a plan that you follow. about how to get back to your house. Our emergency contacts. To not drink too much at the bar or a pub. To always let someone know where you are going. And the list could go on and on. Why is it that women need to be more careful and aware than men do? It's hard. When you read the newspaper, to not feel as if we are not doing enough. To feel like your voice is not heard. To feel like people are against you or each other. That no one's voices are being valued. On the radio, you can hear people arguing. You can hear people being talked over. Or ignored. You can hear people not respecting each other or their opinions. Instead of finding a place where everyone can feel safe and respected. To me, the word disability means that we all have our own set of challenges. That we have to face and overcome in our life. My own experiences of having a disability is that while it comes with challenges and hardships, that it doesn't mean that you can't do the things that you love to do. Or putting yourself out there and taking risks it also comes with people who make assumptions about what you can or can't do. Just by looking at you, and that is not only annoying, but it can hurt you. It makes you feel less confident in yourself. And that can be hard. To always feel like you are proving someone wrong. The understanding I have of my disability is that I like to think of it as what you can do instead of what you can't do. Nothing about us without us. So I really hope that you like that poem that I just read to all of you. And yeah, I'm gonna give you all a little bit of time to process that before we dive deep into any of the sections. Because I'm aware that was a lot of information to take in and to think about and to process. And some of what I read is not easy to hear, and I just wanted to say that. So I'm going to give a minute for all of you to process it, think about it, and then we can start diving into each section. So I really hope that you took those minutes that I just gave you to process it, and she just kind of let the information sink in, because I know it is a lot. I know that if I'm being honest, that when I read about the mental health part of the mental health section, I know that it wasn't easy for me to read that section, so I needed those minutes too. So yeah, you're not alone with needing to let that kind of sink in. And yeah, so it's, let me pull up the poem again, and we can start going through each section. Okay, so the first section was when I talked about people being in power, politics and they tell us what to say, what to think, and what to believe. That was how I started the poem. And I really like that part and how I started the poem, because I feel like it kind of gets right to the point. It kind of brings you right in. And yeah. Also, what I meant to say before I start getting into that section was that this poem is 12 pages long, that I'm just going to pick the sections that I want to talk about. I'll pick a section that you want me to talk about, but I'm not going to go into every single section, because that would take really long. But like I was saying, I really like how I started. It kind of brings it right into it. The first line of "there is a lot going on," I think, really grabs people's attention, in my opinion. But let me open that up to you. And let you guys give me opinions. Do you think that's a good first line? Do you think that's a good opening line? And do you think that? And what did you think or feel when I first read that first line of the poem? So I want you all to take a minute and maybe think of your answers for those questions. And yeah. And then come back to me in a later episode and ask me and tell me your answers. I'll be curious to know what your answers are. I really like how I named quite a few things about what's going on in this world. For example, forest fires, being against people with autism. I just really like how I mentioned quite a few things in that category, or in that section. And yeah, because I feel like people with disabilities aren't the only people that are different. There are other communities too that need to be talked about as well. Okay, I really like this section. Not only do I like it, but I think it's powerful. When I say, so what if I goes romantically? So what if I like boys romantically? And then a little bit of that when I say, when love is love. And I really like that line, love is love, because it's really important. Because it's really important, and I find that not many people really think that way or believe that, but in my eyes, I know that it is true that love is love. I mean, you can like whoever you want to like, whether it's boys or girls or both, it doesn't really matter to me, as long as you're being yourself. And I don't get why people, I don't really get why certain people are against it. I mean, I'm not gonna be disrespecting other people's opinions or thoughts or anything like that. I'm just saying and putting out there that for me, I don't really get it. But at the same time, I know that we can all have our own opinions and still respect each other. But for some reason in this world, I feel like we don't respect a lot of people's voices or opinions, and that's just not right, in my opinion. And it's true that if you don't know what's going on, and this is also a thing where you think someone is against you, but really they weren't educated, and that can also happen, that people are just not educated and they weren't taught. And they just weren't taught that. And there were no excuses as to why they weren't taught that or anything like that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we don't know what's going on in their minds, and that there were so many different reasons as to why somebody may be against you. But for me, I want to support everyone and their choices. I really like how I dive into each. I put the different communities into different sections and I talk about it, like invisible disabilities, Black people, LGBTQ plus community, invisible disabilities, mental health, and there's another section that I want to talk about, and that's the section of on people with disabilities. Because I feel like we've come so far from where we started to where we are now, And that is awesome to see how much progress we have continued to make up until this point. But I also feel like that doesn't really end, and it shouldn't end, because we need to keep going with it, and we need to continue to have support. We need to continue to have access and information that we need to live in this world. So it doesn't really end. All that work that we've done up until this point needs to be continued. It's hard, and it can be sad that some people with disabilities have it harder. But I know that we are all still trying. We're not giving up. And I hope that we all keep fighting for what we need and what we deserve. Because at least for me, and I'm not going to speak for anyone else, I'm just not going to, but for me, I don't want to see ableism happening or discrimination happening. But I, inaccessibility, but I also know that those things will not be changed overnight. I am aware of that. I know that it will take a while to change even one of those things. And discrimination and ableism comes in so many forms, and it's just no way of there's no way of being able to truly stop it altogether, which is unfortunate. So that's one of the sections of the other sections I wanted to talk about. And in the other section on mental health, I truly believe that is a topic that isn't easy for many people. Again, I can't speak for everyone, so I'm not going to try. But I know for me that mental health isn't something that one will ever go away completely, because it won't. And two, that it's not easy, and it does happen to everyone at some point. And kind of what I mentioned in this section of mental health is the worst feeling you could possibly have is when you're with a group of people and you feel like you're 10 feet behind yourself, or you start noticing that something is off, or you used to talk a lot with this group of people, but then you start pulling back and not saying a whole lot, and that can sometimes be hard. But I also think that when you're alone, not many people see either. Regardless, because mental health isn't something that you see all the time. It's mental health is what's happening in your brain. The thoughts, the feelings, but nobody really sees it until it comes to the accent, which is really unfortunate because they see the accents of what came from those feelings and thoughts, but they don't know the other half of it. The feeling of being alone even when you're in a group of people. The feeling of feeling helpless or hopeless. Feeling as if maybe your regular activities don't make you feel happy anymore. That's when it truly gets to the point where, unless you talk about it with someone that you trust or care about, that it can be hard to handle or deal with or get the help that you do need if you don't talk about it. And also, like I said in this section too, like if you know the signs of what it looks like to, if you know the signs that you can look out for in people that may hint at having depression or depression, then that's gonna be really helpful, because then you might not fully understand, but you might understand it just a little bit. But it's more than that. Like, if you notice signs of depression, you can probably save somebody's life, even if you don't know it. So again, I'm just saying that knowing the signs is better than not knowing the signs at all and losing someone. And then the last section, I think, because I'm sure that there might be another section I want to talk about, but for now, I want to talk about the section on the rights for women. And I definitely feel like it's hard when, and I know that I've been saying that it's hard a lot, but, like, I guess it can be unfair that women have to take more safety precautions than men do. But at the same time, the world isn't unfair. But at the same time, not everything is fair for everyone, and that's also annoying. But that we're all trying our best. But it is true that women do need to be doing far more safety precautions than men do, and I don't know why that has to be normalized when it shouldn't be. What should be normalized is that we all need to be safe. Not the fact that men don't have to take them, but we do. We should all just follow them. And then I really like it at the very end of the poem, when I end with nothing about us without us. And I really like that saying. I was not the one that came up with that quote whatsoever. Um, That quote is something that I learned in one of my college classes, actually. That class was called Disability Community and Activism. I absolutely love the class. But anyways, that quote, we learned about that quote in that class. And I really, that quote, and I'm gonna repeat it again. Nothing about us without us. And I really like that quote. So I really hope that you really liked the my first episode of Being Here, and I really hope that you liked the poem and just being able to talk to me about this and just being able to talk and connect with me about this and listening to the poem that I wrote and breaking down certain sections and just talking about it. I really enjoyed doing all of that with you, and I also enjoyed showing what we are capable of doing. And yeah. So the last thing I'm gonna say is stay in tune for the rest of the episodes that I will be doing and producing here. And yeah, I hope that you all have a good rest of your day and a good weekend. And yeah, thank you.